The great harmonic convergence has now come and gone. Tell me, do you feel differently from what you were before the morning of August 16 this last summer? This is Dave Breese reporting to express the hope that you have indeed experienced the proper vibrations of late. I refer to the kind of thing that was expected to some thousands of people as they met on the morning of August 16 and 17 for the great time of harmonic convergence, in which the New Age leaders promised was coming across the world. The hope was to get 144,000 people in our world to meet at noon Greenwich Mean Time in order to get all of their emotions and vibrations together for the purpose of cleansing the planet. The idea was originated by Jose Argelis, who announced that there would be such a proper lineup of certain stars and planets so as to bring to pass something which he called harmonic convergence, which would be the start of a new phase of the world's evolution. He announced that this was an entry point for the return of the Mayans, at which time their presence will be perceived by some as an inner light and by others as feathered serpent rainbow wheels turning in the air. Now, what do you think of that? Argelis announced that he was not really talking about the end of the world, but rather some kind of cyclical change that would cleanse the planet and bring humanity into the beginning of the dawn of a new age. Even Gary Trudeau, in his Doonesbury cartoon strip, took the time to heckle the New Age people, announcing that Earth would then slip out of its time beam. Also a detractor, Paul Kurtz, a philosopher from the State University of New York at Buffalo and chairman of the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal, said, "The harmonic convergence is a non-event. It's based on a hodgepodge of astrology, UFO logy, Mayan calendar, Aztec gods, and a dash of the so-called New Age philosophy." He said it's like the ancient Hopi rain dance. The only thing that will bring on rain is if enough Hopis sweat, the water will condense, he said. In benign fashion, however, he said, "I suppose there's something charming about it if people want to get together and hold hands and talk about peace, but what's disturbing about it is that it's an escape from reason," Kurt said. "In our view, the best way to solve problems is through the use of critical intelligence and reason." Harmonic convergence, however, has been seized upon most enthusiastically by that loose confederation of meditators, mystics, assertiveness trainees, and post-60s counterculturalists, sometimes called the New Age Network. It's an event that represents a transition from one, if you pardon the phrase, vibrational rate, to another vibrational rate, said Paul Andrews, publisher of Whole Life Monthly and owner of the Whole Life Expo in Los Angeles. So the New Age people announced that the cleansing of the Earth, which began in August, will last until 1992, being entirely cleaned up by 2012. Well, what about all of this? At least we can say that there is such a thing as a group of people who think of themselves as being part of the New Age movement. Some of them are paid hundreds, yes, thousands of dollars a night to give lectures on this inchoate thing that is coming on across the world. But the hard question is, will there be the dawn of a New Age? The answer is, yes, there will be, but it will not be brought to pass by strange people practicing some sort of a mystical religion. Rather, the only worthwhile New Age that will come upon the world will begin with the intervention of Jesus Christ in a marvelous event called His Second Coming. I hope that you are ready for that event.